This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 3rd of January 2021. I'm Bob VK6POP on behalf of the News West team, wishing you a very happy new year. Today is the Club Focus edition of News West, where we give clubs the space to promote themselves and what they're getting up to. In an editorial comment, I cap off the discussion about appropriate behaviour among amateurs, and in the regular Club Focus series, this week read by Jeff, we talk about the need for clubs to look after their members. And of course, there's more. So let's get on with it. News West is produced and presented by WA Amateur Radio News. Opinions expressed in this news may not reflect those of the news team or the broadcaster and are shared in the open spirit of amateur radio. Having said that, we do like to be relevant and accurate in what we say, so if you hear anything on News West that you disagree with or you think is just plain wrong, feel free to email your rebuttal to us, even your recording, with your opinion. But the same rules apply. It has to be true, it has to be respectful, and it must be something that you're prepared to back up.
Welcome to Club Focus, and I'm asking clubs to look after their members. The Oxford Dictionary defines a club as an organisation of people with a common purpose or interest, who meet regularly and take part in shared activities. That sounds like a good definition to me. What do you think? I reckon we can easily take on the terms common purpose and common interest, meet regularly and shared activity. We can take those terms for granted, yes? I want to look at the phrase organisation of people. People are the crux of any club. No people equals no club. How are new members accepted into your club? Do you only accept clones of a certain type of person? I don't mean this in a derogatory way, because if we're not careful, those who don't fit a certain mould may find it more difficult to fit in. Or it may be that we're so busy what we do that we forget to make a conscious effort to include newcomers. Then there's conflict. Someone says we should do X, and someone else says we should do Y. The matter could be settled via Mortal Kombat, but it gets very messy, and we lose a member every time. Sometimes it's as simple as biting your lip, because will the matter be so important this time next year? Or perhaps an intelligent conversation, weighing up the pros and cons, and gaining a consensus of members will both settle the difference, and the club can get on with being a club. A club's most important assets is its members, and without members, it will cease to be a club. So, look after your members. 73s.
Last week here on News West, we discussed the subject of bullying, including on-air, online, and in face-to-face settings such as clubs. We gave definitions of bullying and examples of what is not bullying. And besides bullying, we also discussed the general behaviour of amateurs and how we as a group could be perceived based on what people may hear on-air and, very importantly, what they see online. I must reiterate that in describing bullying, threatening, misbehaviour, and even defamation, yes, defamation has actually happened in amateur radio circles recently and gone to court and settled. I'm describing a minority of amateurs. It's quite unfortunate that some of this minority are not without influence in amateur radio circles. We must also be clear that amateur radio as a hobby is populated by a cross-section of the wider community, and we have the good with the bad. None of us is perfect. Heaven forbid that we would even claim to be perfect. However, with all our flaws, what really matters is the way we behave both amongst ourselves and in the public view. I was in charge of a small organisation several years ago, and part of my annual pep talk to the volunteers went along the lines of, "We're all here for a common purpose with common goals. We don't have to like each other, but it helps if we do. What really matters is that we develop and maintain a professional working relationship with each other." The very same applies to our hobby. We have to pursue our hobby with professionalism, whether on our own or in company, such as in a club, on air, Facebook group or email list, and so on. And finally, let me repeat what I said last week. It's incumbent on all of us to put a stop to bad behaviour. Call it out, perhaps a word or two in someone's pink shell-like ear, or speak out in a group setting. Use your common sense and discretion to determine how to go about it, but please do call it out. Shine a light into the dark corners. I'm Bob VK, 6POP.
WA Amateur Radio News was formed as an amateur radio club in 2014 and is an incorporated association. The primary purpose of WA Amateur Radio News is to produce a weekly amateur radio news program for Western Australians. This is the News West program that you all know and love, and obviously you're listening to it now. We also do rather ordinary amateur radio stuff, such as contests and special event stations. One of our other objectives is to provide education in topics around amateur radio. In the past, we've run some training courses, and more recently have produced the Perth Tech Symposium with presenters from WA, interstate, and even internationally. As with many other events last year, Perth Tech was postponed, then cancelled. And because we can't be confident that COVID-19 won't be a problem for Australia, and indeed the rest of the world in 6 months' time, let alone next week, we're working on a model of delivery for Perth Tech that will transcend any future restrictions due to pandemic management. This new model of Perth Tech, if we can make it happen, will open the way to utilise presenters from further afield with a broader range of topics. And now that the new year is here, we'll pursue this project with a bit more energy. If the prospect of being involved in some of the things we do, whatever they may look like, kindles your interest, give us a shout. We're always looking for news presenters, whether it's an every week commitment or every now and then. And we're also looking for people who can write news or general interest stories. We just need our stories to be about or related to amateur radio, and preferably about or relevant to Western Australian amateurs. Have I convinced you to join the WA Amateur Radio News team yet? Give us a shout by email to secretary@vk6.net and we'll talk turkey, if there's any left after the Christmas dinner.
This is VK6ARN and you're listening to News West.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey, with a reminder for members and friends of the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia that there is no RAOTC broadcast in January. The first RAOTC bulletin for 2021 is scheduled for transmission on Monday, February the 1st. Club webpage coordinator Andrew, VK3CAH, has updated both the broadcast schedule and calendar of events web pages. The broadcast schedule contains full details of all HF, VHF, UHF, DMR, D-Star and Echolink transmissions, times and frequencies for all of Australia, while the calendar of events webpage lists dates and times for broadcasts, committee meetings, the AGM, plus luncheon meeting dates and times for Perth, Melbourne and Adelaide. Both pages are well worth a look. Simply Google RAOTC and follow the links. Although there's no broadcast in January, the next Perth lunchtime meeting of RAOTC members and friends will be held at the Bayswater Hotel Bayswater on Tuesday, January the 12th. I take this opportunity to thank especially the team at Amateur Radio News for their ongoing support to make these announcements possible, and also for all their hard work in keeping us up to date each week with all the latest AR news. Thanks too to the West Australian Repeater Group for making the linked repeater system available each month for the RAOTC broadcasts, to Chris, VK6JI, and Phil, VK6GX, for the HF broadcasts, and to all the callback operators, such as Peter, VK6AH, Trevor, VK6YJ, Glenn, VK6IQ, and Mac, VK6MM, whose help is greatly appreciated, and not forgetting Phil, VK6ZKO, who coordinates the monthly lunches at the Basie, and who gets us some pretty good deals there. Finally, grateful thanks go to all those members and friends of the RAOTC whose support and callbacks after the broadcasts make it all worthwhile. On behalf of the RAOTC committee, may I wish everyone a safe, happy and healthy new year, and we look forward to keeping in touch with you all. 7-3 from Clive, VK6CSW.
Ham College would like to inform all those who are interested in their courses or doing assessments that because of a clash of dates, we've had to alter some dates for both the course and assessment sessions. The first foundation weekend course will now take place on the 13th and 14th of February. There are still limited places available. Please register your interest via the website hamcollege.org.au. The first assessment session will take place on Saturday the 20th of February. As there is still some time lag between us applying for exam papers and them being delivered from Tasmania, the closing date for applications is Sunday the 24th of January. The college encourages you to consider improving your privileges and responsibilities, and we will be running a course to prepare people for regulation, standard and advanced assessments during 2021. To contact us and let us know how we can help, that URL again, hamcollege.org.au. This is Andrew, VK6AS, College Enrolments Officer.
Hello from the WAVHF Group. On behalf of the club, I extend to all operators season's greetings and a wish that 2021 will be safe, enjoyable and satisfying for you all. Thanks to Bob, Andrew and the team at News West for providing these opportunities to share club news items throughout the year. Special thanks to family members, or should I say, significant others to be politically correct, for their leave passes and general support of us in our hobby. I've mentioned the word club three times now. My experience is that being able to interact with fellow members is a huge part of the hobby. Yes, we can Google answers to our questions, but to speak with those who have been there and done that face to face is a major bonus. So, to those operators who have not yet joined a club, consider doing so in 2021. Enjoy your time over the season, and if anyone wants to pop into the WAVHF group, I need to mention that our site will undergo major refurbishment until March. Mark, VK6EZ, and I will be endeavouring to keep the website more up to date than it has been over the last couple of years, so check what's going on or send an email to our committee address. 73 from Dennis, VK6AKR, for the WAVHF group.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6ARN.
One thing that can be said about amateur radio contesting is that they don't lack variety. Of course, many contests are similar. However, there's always variations due to different rules, geography and propagation on the day. And of course, the operating modes in use for the contest. Next week on News West, we'll talk about contests and contesting, giving you a lineup of contests coming up soon. Now here's where you come in. Because we're interested in your contesting story, we'd like you to tell us of your plans for future contests, any experiences in past contests, hints and tips for contests based on your experience, or anything else that might help, really. You see, one of the strengths of this hobby is sharing knowledge and experience, and many amateurs are interested in what other people do. So please send your story, either in text or as a recording, as an email attachment to newswest@vk6.net.
Steve VK6SJ has given us a reminder for deadlines for AR Magazine for items to be included in the VK6 notes for 2021. So have you got your pencil and notepad ready? Well, either that, or read the email that Steve sent out. The dates are the 6th of January, so you've got a couple of days yet to get your stuff to Steve. 17th of February, 14th of April, 16th of June, 18th of August, and the 20th of October. Damn, they missed my birthday again. But anyway, there they are. It's on the email if you haven't written it down. But it's not just for club news, it's for individual news too. You might have done something bright and brilliant that you'd like to share. And don't forget, other people are probably more interested in knowing what you're doing than you are in telling people. Funny that. Okay, send your stuff to Steve, and it'll be in the magazine.
One of the services that WA Amateur Radio News provides to amateur radio is the VK6.net website. The VK6.net website does a lot more than provide a place to download the news. This website contains links to all of the Western Australian amateur radio clubs and group websites. When I say all, I mean all those we're aware of. There's also a VK6 club meetings and events calendar, and we hope it's correct and complete. And if you notice any errors or want to make additions, please give us a call. You can also add the VK6 calendar to your own. There are instructions below the calendar display. There are several radio nets happening in Perth, and we maintain a calendar of these. There's more to VK6.net. I suggest you go there and explore it. If you discover any calendar items that need amending or broken links, please advise us by email to newswest@vk6.net. VK6.net is a free service provided to amateur radio, particularly Western Australians, by the WA Amateur Radio News.
Greetings, listeners. This is Roy VK6 X-Ray Victor with this week's helpline for the 3rd of January 2021, a brand new year. Brand new start, and hope everything gets a little bit better than the last year. And today we're looking for your help, please. Looking for a receiver, a communication receiver by Yaesu. It's a Frog 7, FRG7 communication receiver in good working order, please. If you have one and would like to dispatch it to a new QDH, please contact Gary, VK6 Lima X-Ray. His phone number is 0418 947 136, 0418 947 136, or email victorkilo6limaxray.golfalfaromeoyankee@bigpond.com. If you have a Frog 7 you would like to dispatch, please contact Gary. And also have for sale today a Kodan 9323 HF transceiver plus 9350 auto antenna tuning unit from a VMD 750 member who's retiring. If you're like that receiver, please contact him or me, because I don't have his details at the moment. Please contact me on 0427 000 995 or VK6XRayVictor@bigpond.com. That's all I have for you today. Happy New Year, everyone, and look forward to contacting you further in 2021. Cheers for now. VK6 X-Ray Victor 73 is for me.
Well, that's it. The end came around a bit more quickly this week. Blame it on the Christmas New Year blotto gap. Next week, we have an overview of contesting in 2021 with some detail of contests that are coming up soon. Thanks to the broadcasters and callback collectors, and thanks to the team this week, Roy, Jeff, Mike, and contributors Dennis and Andrew. I'm Bob, VK6POP, and I'm the News West producer, anchor bloke, dishwasher and floor sweeper for News West. Until next week, plug in your radios, hoist up your antennas, and for Pete's sake, get on air and make some noise.